Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network. I am your host, Anita Spencer. Thank you for joining me this week on the show. I've got a hot show lined up for you this evening, and as always, I look forward to exploring real issues and having real talks with people just like you. What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? It has been an amazing week for me, just chilling, vibing, just being able to just kind of get into me this week. So I'm really having a good one. And coming up on the show, this is the second part of a two-part series on fatherhood. Last week we talked about child support, and we got some really interesting calls, and I got a lot of interesting feedback and emails, so that was really cool. But this week we are talking fatherhood with my very special guest, Mr. Vernon Jackson. He is an attorney, father, community activist, and we're going to be talking fatherhood tonight. What makes a good father? And what's the best time maybe to become a father? Maybe we can talk about some of that. And I know women, you should have lots of questions because women always seem to have all the answers when it comes to fatherhood and what should and should not be done. So let's see what you have to say tonight, ladies. Please call in. I want to hear what you have to say. But before we get into this evening's discussion, I want to take a moment to highlight an organization that's doing well in the community. And this week, we are going to highlight the Tallahassee Urban League. For more than 40 years, the Tallahassee Urban League has provided outreach services for the most disenfranchised citizens in the Florida's capital region in the areas of housing rehabilitation, housing counseling, youth crime prevention and intervention, job referrals, victim support services, health promotion, emergency food shelter, and historical preservation in the greater Frenchtown community. The Tallahassee Urban League is a 501c3 private nonprofit social service organization which was established in Tallahassee in 1969 to provide services to the African Americans and other low-income residents. For more information, visit the TallahasseeUrbanLeague.org and let them know that the Industry Entertainment Network sent you. What's going on? We got some real talk on the table. There's a couple of things I want to talk about. I do want to say that California, which is an amazing state, my home state, California Assembly passed the Cannabis Sanctuary state bill prohibiting the state and local police from cooperating with the DEA and other federal agencies in the cannabis enforcement effort unless compelled by a court order, which I think is an amazing bill because you got people who are trying to literally do business and saving lives doing it, and you got these people who are able to just come in and interfere and break these people down and take their money and destroy their businesses. So I'm really glad to see that. That's what's up, California. Michigan. Oh, what great news we have coming out of Michigan. The Michigan Health Director and four other officials have been charged with involuntary manslaughter for their roles in the Flint water crisis. I will be following this. I want to make sure that these people are getting what they just do. You are talking about drinking water and what you have done and the countless of people who've died and we don't even know about. Yeah, we definitely got to keep a watch on that. What's up, Ice Cube? He's got his star on the Walk of Fame now in L.A. I think that is amazing. I think he is a cool, humble brother, and I am really, really happy for him and proud also. I find it very interesting. I found this article while I was reading the Huffington Post, and they posted something that a lot of us already know in the African-American community. But the Huffington Post is now reporting that the public school system is rigged against poor and Black children. I'm like, okay, we know that. Most states put a lot of emphasis on standardized testing, which they say may be the most dangerous type of deception that the public schools practice. You think? But nobody is stopping it. It is more parents, it is more students than officials that sit at these desks behind these cubby holes and all these cubicles. We have a right to stand up. And if you have children in the public school system and you see that your children are on the decline, it is time to step up. Anytime our children are declining, we need to step up. So I just want to make sure I say that. What's up? Big up to Lauren Hill. She is now a grandmother. Her oldest son, Zion, has now welcomed a new baby boy. So that's what's up with them. Don't forget to contact me about the SUSU, which is a community savings group, and a think tank. We got to put it together. I'm getting close to my families. I really appreciate it. Think about it if you're interested. Hit me up, realtalkwithanitaspencer@gmail.com. And when we come back from the break, my guest tonight, Mr. Vernon Jackson, we're doing Real Talk tonight. We are talking fatherhood. And someone once said, any man can be a father, but it takes a special person to be a daddy. We need to understand a lot of things that are about to come up. Remember, take responsibilities for your actions and your attractions. Listen online, realtalkwithanitaspencer.com, or via your mobile, 718-766-4964. Remember to press 1 if you want to chime into the conversation. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. You're listening to Real Talk with Anita Spencer.
In the wake of tragedy, a phoenix rises to restore hope needed by many to mobilize and effect the change they seek. In preparation for change in our communities, the Real Talk with Anita Spencer radio show reflects the expertise of author, entrepreneur, culture curator, and community educator Anita Spencer. Her life's experiences and purpose both lead her to awaken, empower, uplift, and strengthen families around the globe. Tune into her show weekly to have your spirit elevated, your mind broadened, and receive the inspiration to build yourself and others up. Listen to Engage in Real Talk to get real solutions to real issues that affect our communities. Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. only on the NEN.
We won't land. We won't land, y'all. Come on.
Walk right up to the sun.
Every man,
we walk right up to
every
the
woman,
sun. We won't land.
Are you a recent graduate, a displaced professional, or a subject matter expert looking for an opportunity? Or maybe you're seeking to advance your career in information technology and cybersecurity? If so, then Lanier Data Assurance Solutions, Inc. is the company for you. Lanier is a professional services consulting firm located in Washington, D.C., Largo, Maryland, and Jacksonville, Florida. We are comprised of highly experienced certified security professionals, as well as subject matter experts in the science of information security and privacy. Lanier has established a solid reputation for excellence by providing superior services to every client. This credible firm brings a wealth and expertise to the profession. If you are interested in managing work, excellent compensation, contract and travel options, contact Lanier Data Assurance Solutions today. Like us on Facebook to get real-time opportunity announcements at facebook.com/Lanier, which is L-E-N-E-E-R, or call 301-476-1844. You can also email us at info@lanier.net. Loves, and welcome to an exploration into the discoveries of independent talent on the Industry Radio Show. In this space, your Out of This World super hosts, Zakiya Yuwanda and Nicole Lester, will continue to shed light on extraordinary artists while confronting issues that impact our community, locally and abroad. You are especially invited to tune in to the weekly conversation, meet our phenomenal guests, and learn about the happenings that are landing on our radar. The Refuel Industry Radio Show is live every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to taking off with you here on the NEN.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Fans and foodies alike, the moment we've all been waiting for is here. Celebrity Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions radio show is in full swing. Tune into the most alluring and entertaining food talk show with Food Network star Chef Elliott Farmer. Join the conversation to get exclusive food event details and gain an all-access pass to interviews with foodies and renowned chefs from around the world. Remember to stock your pantry, pack your fridge, and get your notepads ready for the tips and meal magic happening in the kitchen on Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions. Listen live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NEN.
Or make you think of something to make your life be a little bit better. So that's why I like to introduce books. And this week, I'm introducing a book called What It Means to Be Daddy. And I found it to be a really intriguing book. It is by Jennifer Hammer. And what it really talks about is one of the things that she sees is she challenges both the imposition and the inappropriate value system and the resulting of ineffectual social policies that they have in place. And most people, and the reason I did a two-part series is because we're always talking to mothers about their point of view, about raising children, about everything. And we never seem to talk with the men. And this particular book, the reason I like it, because this book is based on interviews with fathers themselves. And it talks about how do these fathers perceive their roles and their responsibilities as being a dad? And so I thought it was very interesting that she talks about in the book. And it's been a really good read. I'm finding out some really enlightening things that I think as women we really need to get focused on, especially in these days and times and what's happening in our community. So you can also visit the Facebook page to see the book of the week and get more information. And if you have a hot topic that you want to discuss, send it to me, realtalkwithanitaspencer@gmail.com. Right now, we're going to get into a little Fingerprints by Hiatus Coyote. Keep it locked. Real Talk with Anita Spencer.
Memories. cause peace is a message.
All right, we are back, and tonight I want to introduce my special guest, Mr. Vernon Jackson, and I must say, you know, we have a mutual friend who I like to call the Great Connector. His name is Orion Reddick, and he told me about this program a long time ago. He said, Anita, you need to check it out, and then Mr. Jackson and I actually connected at a Dr. Umar Johnson event where I was one of the speakers. And what truly impressed me about this gentleman was the young people that he had with him and the respect that they had for him. And we connected, and tonight is very special for me. And I want to introduce this brother to you. Mr. Vernon Jackson was born into poverty, one of six children in Orlando, Florida. And due to anger and substance abuse issues on his father's part, Vernon was raised primarily by his mother, who instilled in him faith in God and a work ethic. Despite growing up in adverse circumstances, Vernon developed a love for hard work and reading, those two traits help him to excel in school. Vernon attended Evans High School in Orlando, Florida, and at Evans, Vernon was All-State Conference powerlifter, heavyweight wrestler, and three-year starter on the football team. Vernon established himself as an All-State defensive lineman, known for his extraordinary strength and fierce mean streak. He graduated with honors and earned a football scholarship to the University of Iowa. After a promising spring football campaign, his redshirt freshman year, Vernon suffered a career-ending knee injury. Despite the loss of the sport he loved, Vernon excelled in his studies while continuing to help coach the defensive line. Vernon graduated from the University of Iowa with honors in political science. He earned a Merit Scholarship to the Florida Coast School of Law, where he was on a Dean's Scholar before graduating with honors. Vernon went on to pass the Florida Bar Exam and began practicing criminal law in Jacksonville, Florida. Vernon has since built a successful criminal and family law practice along with a firm partner with Jonathan Ross. In addition to serving the legal needs of the community, Vernon Jackson has built a notable and effective community empowerment organization known as Building Powerful Minds. This program provides mentoring, tutoring, life skills training, and physical training to inner city minority youth. As a scholar, attorney, and activist, Vernon is often called upon to speak concerning issues of race, class, youth, and self-empowerment. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, East Coast, West Coast, North, and South, please give a big round of applause for my special guest, Mr. Vernon Jackson. Vernon, thank you so much for coming and welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
I'm doing very well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you quite well.
Okay, well, I'm doing well, and I thank you for the invite.
Not a problem. We're going to get right into it, and one of the things for certain is everyone has a father, or you wouldn't be here. But what we are taught and shown and known about our fathers is a whole different story altogether. And I think I want to start out by asking you, what does fatherhood mean to you?
Well, fatherhood means to me, it means being sort of a teacher, but a teacher with an iron fist that will tell you what's the best route to take or the correct route to take. And will also give you no choice but to take that route. And not only being a teacher and being a disciplinarian, but I've been working with black youth for probably 10 years, but my first child of my own, she's only 2 years old. And whenever I come home from work, she will run up to me and make me pick her up. And as soon as I pick her up, it's like she goes into queen mode where she's on top of the world and nobody can touch her. She's just the prettiest and the best, and because she's backed up by her dad, right? And you can just see it in her eyes like she's happy. She's not worried about anything. She's on top of the world. And that's what fatherhood means to me, because a real father gives the children a protector and someone they can be confident in, and they know if anybody bothers them or if there's any issue, they can call their dad. And so that's basically what fatherhood means to me.
Okay. And as you see, and working with the youth, and you see a lot of things going on in the community, I know this question is might be a little, a lot of people are going to have mixed emotions about it, but what advice would you give a woman in choosing a man to have a child with? What things do you think a woman should be looking for?
Well, the four principles of BPM are God, family, education, and community. Those are the four founding principles of BPM, and that's for a reason. A woman should look for a man that has a relationship with God. Because if you have a relationship with God, you are thinking eternally and long-term, and you're thinking about the consequences of your actions and not just about right now. And so whenever you have a God with no point of view that is long-term, and he just acts based on what he wants right now, and he's thinking about right now, I want this, I want that, that's not anybody worth trying to build anything with, because anything worth building is going to take a long time. And so I think they should look for a guy who has a relationship with God and a long-term point of view. And they have to look for somebody who's shown an ability to commit to something. Because if you've never committed to anything, then you don't know what commitment is. And you can find out what the guy can commit. If the guy could only, let's say he started college and he could only make it through a year or two, he may have a lack of commitment. Let's say he started trade school and he couldn't finish that. He may have a lack of commitment. Let's say he can only stay on the job for a year or a half of a year. He may have a lack of commitment because these are things that take time. Let's say he wants to lose weight, but he can't lose weight because he'll stay on the diet for a few months and fall off. He may have a lack of commitment. So if he can't commit to anything, what makes you think he can commit to you? So if that guy can't show you something that he committed to for over 4 or 5 years, that might not be the guy who you want to be the father of your children. And the one thing I always tell women is this. A lot of guys are professionals at saying what women want to hear. But if the guy is not talking about marriage, then that's not the guy who you want to be with. Because to me, now you're talking about some people might have a problem with this. To me, dating is just an interview for marriage. And the only reason to be dating is to see if this a person that I want to marry. And so if this guy is not viewing you as a potential person to marry, he shouldn't even be dating you, and you shouldn't even be dating him. So I really feel like discipline and a perspective that's long-term instead of right now, those are the things that you want to look for in a father for your children, because anybody's going to be in love for the first 5 months, you know what I'm saying? That means you could be in love with this guy, get pregnant, and he be gone before the baby's born. And I see a lot of that. People get pregnant, and they both in a relationship with somebody else before the baby's born. And so you have to look for a long-term point of view. You have to look for the ability to commit. And you have to look for work ethic. And I think they'll all come together.
Okay, ladies, y'all heard that out there, because one of the things I think that, and the reason why I wanted to have this conversation is because I think so many people want, especially women, we don't want to take responsibility for the choices that we've made. And I think a lot of us need to understand that. What are you looking at when you're looking at your potential partner? What characteristics? What are you looking for? Integrity. So that is one of the reasons why I wanted to get it from a male point of view, which leads me into my next question.
Can I say something about that, though?
Sure.
Because I agree. A lot of women take every chance that they can to bash their baby's dad, right? But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, that's the guy who you chose to lay down with. And so that's why in BPM, we have the Queens in Training part for our young ladies to give them the knowledge and wisdom and perspective ahead of time not to go in and make that dumb decision. Because once you make it, you've made it, right? Once you make it, now you got to live with that guy. You chose him.
Right.
My thing is this. It's not like all of our young girls have somebody sitting there telling them, this is how you choose a man, right? A lot of our young girls, beautiful young girls, maybe 12, 13, 14, they don't have anybody saying, be intelligent, keep yourself. This is what you look for in a man. don't fall for these tricks. This is what they're going to say. They don't have anybody giving them that game ahead of time. They don't have a dad that's giving them that male attention and showing them what a real man should be like. And so they're easy targets, right?
Exactly.
A lot of our girls are easy targets for our guys because our guys are taught to go out and pursue girls and be dogs and sleep around. They're taught to do that. Our girls aren't necessarily taught how to weed them out and brush them off ahead of time. So a lot of the women don't want to take responsibility, but a lot of them weren't taught ahead of time how to weed these people out, and they were easy targets. So I kind of – now. That, so you're absolutely right, but I've come to see both sides because a high school – let's say a black girl that's 13 or 14 going into high school who doesn't have any knowledge of self, who doesn't have a real relationship with God, who doesn't have a dad that's propping up her confidence every day. She doesn't, her identity isn't formed. She's never had anybody telling her she's smart and she's pretty. She's an easy target for somebody to come along and say, baby, you're beautiful. I want to be with you forever, but you got to do this. Right?
Right.
That's an easy target. So we gotta build up our girls and give them that knowledge and that game at an early age that, look, you already know you're beautiful. You already know you're smart. This is what these idiots are going to come to say. This is what they really want. And everything they're saying to you, they're saying to eight other girls as well. So.
Exactly. And you know what? I agree with you, Mr. Jackson, because I do a self-esteem program for women. And someone, they always ask me, Anita, are you going to do it for young girls? And I say that I'm going to work on a program for young girls because to me, self-esteem is at the bottom of everything. And if you don't feel good about yourself, you're going to make bad decisions. And so that is something that I know that a lot of young girls in our community, they're missing that because their moms are missing it. So I definitely agree, and I definitely want to talk to you because I want to come over and talk to your young lady. So that's something we'll talk about. Because one of the things that I want to go into is talking about a rites of passage program for young men. And your program seems like it's almost that sort of program because our young men, one of the things that I noticed, they don't always know when to go over into manhood. And your program seems to do that. How important is a rites of passage program for young men?
Well, our program is a rite of passage program. It's just that it's a program, it's a rite of passage program that doesn't ever end. And the thing about it, a rites of passage program is crucial to Africans because in Africa we had rites of passage. They would take the boys out in the woods and they would have to learn to hunt, learn to fight, learn to protect, learn war. They would have to learn all the things that a man would learn, and then they would come back and have a ceremony and be declared a man. Well, we never had that in America because they didn't want us to be men, right?
Absolutely.
And then there was a time where manhood was understood, and you didn't have to say it. For example, there was a time in Malcolm and Elijah's day and Marcus Garvey's day where you didn't have to tell a boy that you're not supposed to wear a dress, right? You didn't have to explain that. That wasn't on the table. But now you have to be more overt. You have to be more direct, and you have to be more pointed because we're having to address issues that weren't even issues then. So now, all right, because boys are being presented. There was a time when if a black boy was growing up, he knew he was going to find him a black woman and settle down one day. That's not the case no more. He might never settle down. You might get 18 baby mamas, and that's just fine. And so it's more important than ever. And that's why in BPM, we're very clear and we're very simple with what we teach our boys. You need to know God. You need to get an education and some type of skill so that you can be economically proficient. You need to find a black woman and start a black family, and you need to protect and provide for that family. Nothing else outside of that. It's just foundation. And everything that we do, from the history that we teach to the physical, everybody likes to talk about how physical we are at BPM, but it's all for a purpose. And so, yeah, I feel the rites of passage program is, the reason I say our program never ends is because we got kids that she was fine with, got kids that came in at 12, 13, and now they up into the 18s and 19s, and they becoming mentors, they never leave it. And so, and even when you're not, just because you turn 18 or 19, that doesn't make you a man. I'm 30 and I'm still learning things about manhood. So that's why I say the program never ends. I have older members of BPM that still teach me about manhood. And before I make an outrageous move, I call them and ask, should I do it? So it's a rites of passage program.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen out there, please call me 718-766-4964 if you have any questions for Mr. Jackson. He has an amazing program, and again, he is building up our youth. He's building up our community, and he's stepping up where mothers and fathers are not able to do it, and he is giving our kids the ability to go forward. And I guess one of the things I wanted to find out from you, and I have two sons, my sons are older, and again, that some of the things that were on the table when they were young, they're certainly not on the table now. So me raising them was quite different, and they're adult men now. But how should a man, or how should men communicate with their children to get through to them? What do you think is the best methods for that?
I'll say this, because I learned something just last week. You don't take the same approach with every child. What I wanted to say when you were getting into that question is that you come direct, you come with strength, and I always like to come with a spiritual, historical backing for what I'm about to say. And I like to come direct, and I don't want any, and I'm going to be strict on how this response is. It's not going to be much room to wiggle. But we had a kid show up to BPM the other day, and we went straight hard nose on him. He was only about 9, because most 9-year-olds, they could be broken within 5 minutes and whipped into shape. But this kid had a real anger problem. Like, he, most kids are afraid of me. This kid was just like in another zone. So what we had to do was give him some pizza, and then we let him eat the pizza, and we went a little easier route. We had to go another way, and then we were able to get through to him. So I learned that just because the bulldog approach works most of the time, it doesn't always work. So it depends on the kids. Some kids are very analytical, right? And when you sit down and speak with them, you can reason with them and get them to your point. Some kids, you just have to tell them, look, this is what's right, and you'll figure it out later. But for right now, just shut up and do what I say. And some kids, you have to break down that shell before you give them what you're trying to give them. And then they will. So I really think that it depends on the kid. But I know one thing, the way I was raised and the way I approach things now, we never accepted talking back. So I don't. We never accepted defiance. We utilize discipline, so I still do. Those things are possible. I don't know if effective, you got to tailor it to that kid.
Okay. And I agree with you. And I think people, one of the things that I hear a lot of parents say is they say things that let me know that they're kind of disconnected from their kids. And people have to understand you got to stay connected with your kid. You can't be in a position where you are just putting your kid, and what I mean by, I'm going to just send them to church and that's it. That's cool that you're sending them to church, but why are you sending them there? And then on top of that, once they get there, are they learning the right things? Are they having the right teachings? Is it your integrity? I think a lot of parents have gotten, I don't want to say lazy, but they just don't know about communicating with their children. And so I think that's something that we need to work on as a community, is how we are going to be responsible about communicating with our children. So I like that you're coming from a spiritual, historical, because that's my thing. If there's a teachable moment in there, I'm going to get in there and teach them. Let me ask you, what do you think the hardest part about being a father is, if you had to say there's a hard part?
The hardest part about being a father. Do, 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 do. I got to say, it's real easy for me. It's really easy for me because I have a great wife. And when I say great, I mean that she does everything that she's supposed to do as far as taking care of the kids. And because we have two daughters. And I don't have the patience. One of them is two and one of them is like 7 months. And I don't always have the patience. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not waking up late in the middle of the night. She has the patience and the love and tenderness to wake up in the middle of the night with them and not be grumpy with them and be playing and taking care of them. And still, you know what I'm saying, when it's time to, when she's during the school year, she's a teacher, get up and go to work. And so she's exceptional. And so all I basically have to do is make some money, and you know what I'm saying, so we can pay these bills and protect the house, which I would do that. I can do that in my sleep. And so I don't find it to be hard at all because of the woman that I married. Now, the one thing that has, the one difficulty that we have had is that I've always worked for myself. And in the beginning, that's tough because being a business owner and being independent, you don't have a check coming in every 2 weeks. You just out here hustling. You're trying to make it happen. And early on, there's no consistent money. There might be a month or two where there's no money. And so that was a tough time. But then again, my wife picked up the slack. But now that the practice is established and more consistent, there's still times where it gets slower and there's still times where it's faster. But, you know, being an independent black business owner and trying to, the things that I say in the community, the things that I do, a lot of people don't like. And so you always try to do what you need to do for your people without bringing too much heat on yourself, because you know it could overflow to your family and you don't ever want to get them involved. But to be honest with you, if you married the right woman, I guess marriage would be the first part of that, the right woman, then I don't think it's that hard to be a father, as long as you haven't. No, but I don't have any felonies. You know what I'm saying? I have 2 degrees. And so it's I don't have the difficulties that a lot of other men have. I don't have any other babies from other baby mamas. Other men have other problems that I don't have. So I can't speak for every man. I can just speak for me. It's not that hard for me.
Okay. And you know what? I think you're right. I think when you have two parents that can work together, and even if you have some parents who separate, if you can have some people that can co-parent together, which I think a lot of it has to do with maturity, you know, of the people that you're dealing with, because you're right, a lot of people, they have a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of it has to do with the maturity of the people that you are dealing with. So I definitely think that that's important. Let me ask you this. What state do you think our community is currently in?
I think 85% of our, not 85, 80. Okay, let's go with 85. I think 85% of our community is lost, asleep. Our community needs what we need to do to bring us to where we need to be as a people. I would say 85% of our community are more concerned with going to parties, smoking weed, and Michael Jordan shoes than building families, building communities, and investing in our children and our future, starting their own businesses. 85% of our people are just fine working for somebody else. 85% of our people, you know what I'm saying, don't tell their sons you're going to go get a black woman and start a black family. They won't teach that. 85% of our community would call you racist for saying that. I think 85% of our community is lost. But I think that we're making gains when it comes to the committed that have some knowledge and that are awoke and that want economic independence and that want political independence. I think we're going forward and the other side is going backward, because you have no choice when Donald Trump is in the White House. I think that more of us are becoming a little bit awake. I think that people are recognizing that something's not right, that too many of our boys are in prison and getting killed. I think we're moving the clock in the right direction. But I just think it's an uphill battle, because most of our people, as they would say from the movie Get Out, most of our people are still in the sunken place. I'll give you an example. I frequently post pictures from my mentoring program, and we have great photographers. We post pictures of our girls getting tutored in math and geometry, and we post pictures of the boys getting tutored, doing their training and all the things, and they may get 10 or 15 likes. The other day, I posted a picture comparing LeBron James to Michael Jordan, 1,500 likes and probably another 150 comments, right? We're not worried about the right thing overall. So most of us still aren't there, but I think we're moving in the right direction.
Okay, okay. And I agree with you because I see that so, I see it so often. And people, you can test it. You can go on there and put something positive or share something that's going on in the community, and you might get a few likes. Put yourself on there in the club holding a drink, and you got 1,000 likes. And I'm like, we need to wake up. We are doing something wrong, and we're not even doing wrong right. So I want you, we're going to take a break real quick. 718-766-4964. Listeners, hit me up if you have any questions. You want to engage in the conversation. This is Real Talk with Anita Spencer. We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
Are you interested in breaking free from the chains of the past and acquiring the tools to change the narrative of your present, your future, and your legacy? If so, prepare to join forces with successful entrepreneur and Black conservative Rob Lester as he initiates provocative and eye-opening discussions on his radio show, Emancipation Rejected. In an effort to mobilize his community, Rob offers a variety of societal views and options for changing the status quo, privately and publicly. He also addresses the benefits of conservatism, capitalism, and constitutional rights, all while providing evidences of real, true freedom in America. Won't you join him in this social exploration? Tune in every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Industry Entertainment Network.
Brand ambassadors and business owners, the NEN has two questions for you. Are you ready to captivate thousands of new prospective clients, and are you ready to take your brand to the next level? If the answer is yes to both, then the Industry Entertainment Network is here to help you get there. Advertise with the NEN to give your brand the exposure that it needs on a national and international level to a diverse audience of substance and value. The Industry Entertainment Network is a global entertainment platform that highlights the positive aspects of music, film, culinary, lifestyle, and the beauty industries, with an emphasis on social and cultural issues. Our network features several evolutionary and elevating talk shows that are sure to appeal to your target audience at a fraction of the paid advertisement cost. Increase your business's and brand's value by taking advantage of our customer reach today. Contact us via email at www.welcometotheindustry@gmail.com or by calling 904-469-7511.
But that's what makes
So we are having a thunderstorm here. So just bear with us. But we are back. I have my guest on the phone today, Mr. Vernon Jackson. He is here, attorney, father, husband, community activist, and he has this amazing program called Building Powerful Minds. And if there's any callers, I would definitely like you to call because I see there's listeners, lots of listeners. Give us a call. Don't be shy. This gentleman can answer a few questions. But one of the things I wanted to ask you, Mr. Jackson, is what does your organization need? Do you need more volunteers? Do you need financial help, or tell me what you think your organization needs.
Our organization doesn't need anything. Okay.
All right.
Our organization is built on Jesus Christ, and everything that we need, some way or another, we always have it. Now, if a lot of people ask me about starting other chapters in other cities, that's going to take funding, get more structure and things of that nature. But right now, I'm not really focused on what the organization needs. I'm focused on what our people need. Because
the organization,
we have a core group of volunteers. Not that many. We could use some more, right? It would be great if we had more. But to say that we need it more would mean that we can't get it done with what we have. And all you need is a dedicated few. And we have a dedicated few. Okay, we have a great group of kids that's getting bigger every week. Would I like to have more? Absolutely. I would like hundreds more, because that would mean each one of those kids that we get in is going to influence the other kids in their classrooms and in their neighborhoods. So that would be great. But God always provides a way for us. And so we are nonprofit, and so every donation does help. But there are times where we don't get any donations, and we think God always makes a way. And so I'm focused now on how to reach more kids, because I'm focused on what the city needs. We have close to 100 kids. We have close to 100 kids at our sessions on Saturdays, but there are still kids getting killed in the streets. You see what I'm saying?
Mr. Jackson, we have a caller on the line. I think it's Jamila from Jacksonville. You're on with the Real Talk with Anita Spencer. Do you have a question for Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, my question was, why do you think it's important for fathers to stay in children's lives, be in children's lives, and stay in children's lives?
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a big one, and we got a little bit of time.
That's a big
one. So go ahead and give us your best shot.
I'll just tell you that I believe in the masculine-feminine balance, and when you take one out, the child is going to suffer. And nobody can be a black man like a black man. And so you're going to need that father there. You're going to need that masculine energy, because it's a balance. And another woman can't provide the masculine energy, just like another man can't provide the feminine energy, even though they try. And so that masculine energy is going to come with strength, discipline, and confidence, and protection. And so whenever you take that out, that child's going to look for it somewhere, right? And it's going to be a whole host of issues. So we could go down a list of why the fathers need to be in the kids' lives and stay in the kids' lives. But let's just say the prison industry benefits from black fathers not being in their children's lives. Let's put it like that.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling, Jamila. I appreciate it. We have Carlos on the line calling from Jacksonville. Carlos, you're on with Real Talk with Anita Spencer.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing?
We are good.
All right. Anita, I really love the show. Keep up the good work. I have two questions. First question is, why do men have so many issues with child support? And two, why does, sometimes women make it hard for men to be fathers to their kids? Case in point, if you try to discipline your son, the mom steps in and tell you being too hard, or you shouldn't do that, or blah, 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 and then it sometimes discourages the father from even trying sometimes, because the mother is interfering with the father.
Can I go, Ms. Spencer?
Yes, you go ahead and do that one.
Okay. Well, the reason that men have such a hard time with child support, there's two main reasons. Number one, from the time a black boy is born, the American economic, political, and educational system are working hard to make sure that he is miseducated, over-medicated, and incarcerated. When they do those things, they're going to make sure that you're economically castrated, meaning that they're making sure our black boys are in no position to compete economically. You're going to go to the worst school. They're going to try to put you into the slow classes. They're going to try to get you on some sort of medication and leave you fit to be nothing but an inmate. And once they give you a felony conviction, that drastically hinders your chances to compete economically with the overall society. So if you're not in an economic position, if you're not employable, then okay, you're gonna have some economic problems unless you're smart enough to go out and be an entrepreneur and start your own thing and find a way that they can't lock you out even with a felony. So the whole American system is designed to keep black males economically castrated so that they can't play the position that they're supposed to play. So we have to let our boys know that ahead of time. They're setting you up for that. Okay, now once they work their magic on our boys, they're also gonna put this child support on you because they're gonna make that even if the mother doesn't put you on child support, the state will. And that's another way to take away your license, take away your professional licenses, and even lock you up, right? And you can be paying child support for 40 years even after the child's grown. So it's all a part of a scheme to keep the black male subservient, because whenever black men are independent and strong, they can do things. They pose a big threat. Let's just put it like that. And so
gentlemen? I do apologize, gentlemen. We are getting down to the wire. And what I need to do for everybody listening, I do apologize for all my late callers. But, Mr. Jackson, how can people get in touch with you if they want to continue this conversation or if they want to put their children in your group? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, they could check us out on Facebook. We have the Building Powerful Minds page on Facebook. My personal page is under my real name, Vern Jackson. Also on Instagram, we have the BPM Duval chapter. They can check us out on Instagram. Or my page is Attorney Awesome, just Attorney Awesome. And then you can also donate. We are tax exempt, 501c3. We have a GoFundMe. Everything you donate, you can write off. And you can check out our website, which is www.buildingpowerfulminds.com. So it's a couple of ways.
Thank you so much. I want to thank you for coming on my show tonight. I want to thank you for all your insight. I definitely got to bring you back again so we can talk more in depth about your program and a few other things that maybe some people want to talk about, some legal issues, and maybe you can answer some of the callers' questions. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. You are tuned in to Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network, and together we are changing lives and communities one week at a time. And remember, if you miss any portion of this show, you can go to realtalkwithanitaspencer.com and listen to the replay. You do not want to miss next week's live session. We are going to be here. We're going to be talking about cars. We're going to be talking about buying houses. We're going to be talking about material items and how important they really are, and should we have a lot of these things in our life. Let me tell you, this is my thought of the day. Don't worry that your children never listen to you. Worry that they are always watching you. This is Real Talk with Anita Spencer. I appreciate you. I love you. You're locked. We're out. Peace.